Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Three former corrections officers charged with involuntary manslaughter for the death of a mentally ill man have been acquitted. The death happened 8 years ago at Bridgewater State Hospital. The judge who heard the evidence in the trial found the three not guilty this afternoon. The verdicts are significant disappointments for the family of the man who officers restrained, but they're welcomed by supporters of the guards. WBUR's David Boyer has been covering the trial of Derek Howard, John Raposo, and George Bilodeau. He joins us now. David, it was a verdict that was fast for the judge to decide. It came just a few hours after closing arguments in the case. Tell us what the judge said.
The judge concluded that assessing all of the evidence presented, the Commonwealth has not shown an intentional, willful, or reckless disregard of regulations regarding the use of force. Here is the special prosecutor, Martin Murphy, for the Commonwealth.
The fact that these guards were not trained as well as they should have been trained, and the fact that the Department of Corrections didn't abide by its own regulations about assessing patients before they were placed in restraint, I think that made it very difficult to try to hold any particular set of individuals, including these three, personally accountable for what happened to Josh.
David, the trial centered on video recordings of the final minutes of Joshua Messier's life. Remind us what the prosecution believed it had proven.
And the prosecution had said it was going to prove its case frame by frame, that in the process of putting a violent, assaultive patient into a four-point restraint, that means wrists and ankles attached to the bed, that the guards had folded him up like a suitcase, like almost like a clamshell, that this was done in violation of policies and regulations, and it also constituted involuntary manslaughter.
What was the reaction of Joshua Messier's family? This is a young man, 23 years old. How does his family reacting?
This is so affecting, Lisa, because Lisa Brown, the mother, had fought for years to try and help her son with the doctors, and all of a sudden he gets sent to a hospital that's really a prison run by corrections officers who are untrained. Here's what she had to say today.
I need to take solace in the fact that because of Joshua's death, many things have already changed in the mental health system. I think many other things will change in the future. I just pray to God nobody else gets killed there.
There is, of course, a much different reaction from the defendants. Tell us about that.
Well, the three defense attorneys had made the point that these guys have not been vindicated, that they didn't have proper training. They had gone to work. They had done their jobs as they understood them, as they learned on the job. Here is Hugh Curran.
Three human beings went to work every day to work hard and do what they were trained to do. They never wavered in anything that they did. This is just, as the judge said, was a perfect storm, and there are no winners today.
They argued that if anyone should have been indicted, it was the superiors, the head of the department that had sent them into their job untrained and unprepared to put four-point restraints on someone who was resisting them. One of them, John Raposo, I saw today, very emotional. He said, "We're not happy about this because there's someone who died." And then he got emotional. He said he's going to try and get on with his life. He hasn't found a job since this happened to him, and it's 8 years, and they're now being vindicated.
WBUR senior reporter David Boeri covering this case. David, thank you.
You're welcome.